Yes, you can, Jane Avril. Show them all how it's done. One glimpse of stocking is still a thrill. When you don't see how many times they're mended. Yes, you can, Jane Avril. A feather boa and some fraying silk. You lift your skirt and their hearts stood still. You made them think this is what they're missing. Oh, what you put on, yeah. You took it off so you don't have to take it home.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Singer-songwriter and visual artist Natalia Zuckerman will perform at Helsinki Hudson this Sunday, October 22nd, as part of the Rogovoi Salon. Zuckerman's parents are renowned musicians, flutist Eugenia Zuckerman and violinist Pinkus Zuckerman. Natalia is a whiz with most things string, including acoustic and electric guitar, slide guitar, dobro, lap steel, and banjo. Her show at Helsinki will be a combination of new songs and visual production, and she joins us now to tell us more. Natalia, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thank you.
Let's begin. You are a musician and a visual artist. Which came first, if I may be as simplistic as that?
The chicken. The egg. I'm not sure. I definitely music. I grew up, you know, both my parents are musicians and my sister, and it was just part of life in my home. But I was dyslexic, or I am dyslexic, and I think I learned to draw because I was trying to learn how to write. And so I just learned to sort of copy lines, and that was one of the ways I was taught how to read, was to copy images. So I learned how to do that really early on.
Growing up in a musical household, was there ever a chance that you would go become like a CPA or something?
I mean, I think everybody wishes now. You know, sure. I think there was a chance for anything in my house. My parents were really just wonderful parents and wanted us to do whatever made us happy. But it was certainly a lifestyle that I understood on a really deep level. Just the discipline of it, from the discipline of it to the travel to the performance life. It was what I knew and what I know.
How old were you when you realized that you were observing in your parents' lives what you've just described, that their lives were different from an average person's life?
Not till much later, you know, because when you're in it, you're just in it as a kid. Whatever your reality is your reality. But I do remember coming home once, and I think Yo-Yo Ma was in the living room, and yeah, it was just like a hang, mm-hmm. But I knew all those people. At that point, I think I knew those people were famous. It was like Itzhak Perlman and, you know, mm-hmm. And I'd heard those names, and I was like, huh. I don't know. I think there was a moment of recognition then, but it just was so normal that I didn't really know anything different. Actually, until I got to Oberlin, I went to Oberlin for college, and some teachers and then some students, of course, they were just really curious about my life in a way that I didn't really realize was worthy of the curiosity. But oh, why are they asking me so many questions? And then I realized, you know, the influence that their careers have had on the music world. And I just felt pride.
How did you decide what instruments you would play?
I do believe, and they may argue with me, but I think that the violin was chosen for me. I'm sure I had an interest in it, but violin was chosen for me at a very young age. And oh my God, was it torture. It's just an extremely difficult instrument to learn. And, you know, I had a good ear as a child, and I was used to hearing kind of inarguably the best violin playing in the world. And so, you know, as a tiny person trying to recreate that sound, it was like killing a small animal. So that was not fun. But I played guitar. I loved guitar because I went to Bank Street, which is this great teacher's college, part of Columbia in Manhattan. And a lot of the teachers played music, and that's how they taught us. Social studies and history was taught through Woody Guthrie songs, and or we would make things up together. So I understood the guitar as a really social instrument from early on. So I know I begged for guitar as a kid.
You also play slide guitar, dobro, lap steel. How do you learn how to play those, and how is it different? Why did you want to expand beyond the straightforward guitar, and what does it lend to your music and do for you?
I lived in the Bay Area right after college, and I went and did a semester at the Ali Akbar Khan School of Indian Music, where I played, you know, he's this great sarod player, and I lifted the strings off of a guitar that I had to play lap style, kind of not realizing what I was doing. I just wanted to learn the Indian style. Mm-hmm. But that was a quick turnaround to learning some standard, more classical bottleneck style blues. And I think it was just the sound of it. I think I've always wanted to sustain notes a little bit longer than a guitar does. Mm-hmm. And I also love the way you can recreate more of a human voice with the instrument. So it's a lot of experimenting, because what's so wonderful and so difficult about it is that there's no right way to do it. So it's just really what feels right in your body and the way that you can make a sound that you like, whether it's really growly or really smooth. And hopefully at some point you're able to do both of those.
You are playing at Helsinki Hudson as part of the Rogovoi Salon on the 22nd. Tell us what you're willing to share with us about what you have planned for that show.
Oh, I'm so excited. It is going to be a preview, and I say preview because it's going to be fully developed later in 2018 at a small theater in the city. But it's a show called The Women Who Rode Away, and it's all portraits and portrait songs of great women artists and some historical figures and just different people in my life who've really been boundary-defying creative humans in the world. So it'll be partly visual. I'll have some slides of the paintings I've done, stories about the paintings and songs, and then the songs. So it's a sort of multimedia event, and something I've been really dreaming about for a long time. And Seth and Helsinki are just so supportive of people being creative. So they've been really my champions and saying, go for it. So this is it's far from being a finished product, but I'm excited to show it where it's at right now.
How long have you been working on it, and when did you come up with the idea?
Well, I wrote a song, Jane Avril, for my record that came out in 2014 called Come Thief, Come Fire. And it was a song about Toulouse-Lautrec's muse from the Moulin Rouge. And it kind of started a series of different portrait songs of women. And I wasn't quite sure whether I would copy images of them or images that they'd done or do something, but I knew there was something there. So I think that's really when it started. And then I just, over the years, have kind of amassed a few of these songs. And so then, knowing this show was coming up on the 22nd, I cranked in the last month or a little bit longer, and a whole slew of these songs and paintings have been created just for this show.
Who are some of the other women that have inspired you?
Edna St. Vincent Millay mm-hmm. is in it, and I got to go to Steepletop, too, over the last month.
Great.
Do a little researching her. My art teacher from high school, whose name is Nancy Fried, great, great sculptor, and some of the artists she introduced me to were Audre Lorde and Frida Kahlo. There's my girlfriend is in it, a wonderful singer-songwriter named Erika Luckett, who is really my sort of first guitar inspiration in the singer-songwriter world. Michael Brown's mother, Michael Brown's the young man who was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, mm-hmm. and his mother wrote this really amazing book. A nurse, a wonderful nurse that I know from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So it's a big array of people. It's not just famous people, but Georgia O'Keeffe, she was sort of my first art crush.
When you're writing a song, how is the creativity flow different from when you are creating a piece of visual art? Or how is it the same, if there's a similarity?
I used to think they were really different, but I think there's a set of questions that you ask as you're creating something. With visual, it's like, you're talking about space and color and form. And in songwriting, it's also space and color and form in terms of the way you want a scene to be created. At least that's my approach. I try to show a feeling rather than tell. That's sort of a big catchphrase in the songwriting teaching circles, show, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is really similar, and there's also this synthesis that happens in both that's the magic stuff, and I think that's why we keep doing it, because it's otherwise torture. But it's this moment where it's like all these jigsaw puzzle pieces are finally coming together, and that moment feels very similar. It's sort of just taking this complete disaster, and suddenly the pieces, you see how it's all going to work.
Natalia Zuckerman will perform as part of the Rogovoi Salon at Helsinki Hudson on October 22nd in Hudson, New York. Doors are at 5 p.m. The show is at 7. It has been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and have a wonderful time at Helsinki Hudson.
You too, Sarah. Thanks so much for having me.
Natalia Zuckerman will perform as part of the Rogovoi Salon at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on Sunday, October 22nd. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.
So you moved down to the strip, only way you could think to keep on dancing, all swaying body and bright red lips. You still find those lights enchanting. Sometimes you like it more than you know you should. Mostly it's a game of grin and bear it. Sweaty fat hands with dollar bills. A gold band should sit where those tan lines faded. Oh, would you take off it and put back on before you get back? What happens here stays here. The one who says that is never the one waiting. It off so you don't have to take it. Oh, oh, what you put on? You took it off so you don't have to take it. Home. Yes, you can Jane Avril. Yes, you can Jane Avril. Yes, you can. Show them all how it's done.